Welcome to Happy Hour with lawyer and TV personality Jonna Spilbor and author and inspirational speaker Carol Pesci. Happy Hour comes your way every Sunday morning at this time with life advice, real conversations, and awesome interviews with self-help heavy hitters, best-selling authors, celebrities, and more. Would you like to maybe live better, stress less, and laugh more? Then you've come to the right place. The following is a paid program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the opinions of the management of this station or Hamel Broadcasting. And good morning, everyone. Welcome to Happy Hour here. Jonna Spilbor, Carol Pesci, another episode where they have agreed yet again to let me be part of it. So we are back with another show, and today we are going to be talking to an author who's got a brand new book all about people that pivot.
Well, she is more than an author. She's actually an old friend of mine. Her name is Dr. Robbie Ludwig. She is a psychotherapist. She has written a few books, and if her name sounds familiar, it is because we had her on the show. I wish I could remember the year, but her last book was entitled Your Best Age Is Now, and she came on and shared insights from that book with us a few years back. Now she's created a YouTube series called The Pivot, and we're going to get all up in her business about that to find out who her guests are, what The Pivot is all about, who can benefit from it. I have, full disclosure, watched a couple of episodes. I love it. And so we're going to be speaking with Dr. Robbie Ludwig when we come back a little later in the show.
Okay, that sounds great. So so how's everything else going with my two favorite people in the world?
Two favorite.
Well, I'm saying that Jonna, now because we're Jonna, on the show currently.
Yeah. Jonna?
Yeah.
Don't get too excited by the compliment, because there are, including his sister and brother-in-law, a total of four people in this world.
Wait, let's include the cats. Then there's
No, he said people, so.
I did say people, though you have to remember, though, in some regard, in my mind, in different spots at different times, cats are people, and sometimes even better than such.
Okay,
so you can add five to my total.
All right. Okay, yeah. Fine.
That is a compliment. Okay, so as luck would have it, or as luck wouldn't have it, I had some drama, not involving me at all.
No.
Sorry,
not
you know what?
You?
You know what, Jonna? The second you said, or as luck wouldn't have it, I almost went dun, 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 and you followed it with drama. Talk about drama.
Yeah, but it's not my drama. It's drama that I got sucked into. That's unusual.
Okay. I'm curious, and I got no guesses, which I usually do, but...
No, you won't guess this. Okay, listen, Linda. Let me tell you what happened. So this was...
This is going to be good, Frankenberry. She's lowering her voice.
I know. It's like she's trying to whisper it to us.
It just keeps kind of... It spiraled. It was a spiral. So, all right, let me tell you what happened. So, and again, Frankenberry, you won't relate to part of this, but all the women listening will relate to part of this. I decided...
Oh, she was getting her nails done. Go ahead.
I was just... Oh, my God, how'd you know? I was trying a new place to get my nails done. So, yeah. So, you know, women are creatures of habit. We usually find a nail salon and we continually go back there. And it's kind of like our form of cheers. When you go to a nail salon for a long enough time, they know your color. You don't have to pick one. They know it. They talk to you, blah, blah, blah. And it's all well and good. But I was, my schedule was a little bit weird, wonky. So I was going to try this new nail salon instead of my usual nail salon because it was in a more convenient location for me the day that I decided to try it. Okay, well, I go to this nail salon. Now, first of all, I'm a little unhappy because they don't have my signature nail color, which is kind of, I'd like to call it a Tiffany blue with some silver sparkles on top. Yes.
And I'm going to back you up here and saying the right color is a big deal.
The right color is a very big deal.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. I totally understand.
Imagine if you will, Frankenberry, let's suppose that one day you put on a pair of shorts, you know, those shorts you wear down to your knees that are kind of like loosey-goosey sweat shorts. You know those shorts that you wear?
Just like cargo shorts, regular human shorts that aren't loosey-goosey, just
shorts. Regular human shorts.
Loosey-goosey cargo shorts that you wear.
Okay, yes.
Imagine if instead of having a pair of beige loosey-goosey cargo shorts to put on any given day, that somebody handed you a pair of crazy polka dot, tie-dye, splattered, weird, orange-colored, loosey-goosey cargo shorts. And those were the shorts that you had to wear all day. You would feel messed up. You know what I mean?
Well, it would still be kind of an exciting day, though.
No, you'd be like, this ain't right. I don't feel right. I don't like the way these shorts look on me. I don't like the way I look in these shorts. And it would mess you up. So that's how you can relate to a woman and her nail color. Because in this day and age, when you get a gel or a powder, you're stuck with that color for a couple of weeks, a couple of 3 weeks. Not like you can just take nail polish remover, boop, 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 and change it out when you're not happy. No, no, no. It's a process. It's a filing. It's a drill. It's a alcohol, you know, bath. It's like it's all these things.
Calling construction workers.
It kind of is.
And so it's a big deal. It's a big deal. So I go to this salon and they don't have my signature color. So I find something that's kind of close. And lo and behold, as my powder is being applied to my fingertips, I hear a little bit of a commotion right next to me. In the station next to me, all of a sudden, the nail tech stands up and she starts screaming.
Now,
yeah, she starts kind of talking. Now, it's not English, so I don't know what she's saying, but her voice is elevated. And before, let me just put a pin in that because I forgot to mention, when I sat down at my station, I did not have a female technician. I had a male technician. So on top of not having my good color, the male technician, and this is so disgusting, but I'm going to repeat it. You know how when you're getting your nails done, there are certain tools of the trade that one needs in order to get that done. I don't know what they're called, but there's a little thing that pushes back your cuticles, for example. There are little tiny clippers that'll clip, I don't know, errant skin off your fingertips, whatever.
Right, they're all from the Marquis de Sade collection.
Yeah, exactly. Well, my nail tech decided that who needs tools? He instead sharpened his own elongated fingernails.
Oh, no.
To do the job of a sterilized metal utensil. Right? Okay. Now,
this is why I'm so happy that I chew my nails.
Yours truly was disgusted by that, yet it was one of these things, you guys, like as obnoxious as I can be and as opinionated as I can be, kind of when you're in that situation, you're torn between, hey, can you please take your elongated fingernails off my skin and use a tool, and like just suffering through it, like, okay, well, my shots are up to date. How bad can this be? I'll have some tequila. I'll get through it. Like all these thoughts are going through my mind. Now, as all these thoughts are going through my mind, the station next to me, again, as I mentioned, the nail tech stands up and she starts loudly saying something in another language, right? So now it gets louder and louder, and I'm looking at her and my nails are getting done, and I can see that she's in a bit of a panic, and I manage to hear her say, call 911. Right. That's the only English that she gets out. And so I'm assessing the situation. I'm looking at her. I'm looking at her customer. And all of a sudden I figure out what's happening. Her customer was a very pretty young lady. And she was white as a ghost, sweating profusely. And I think what was happening is she's trying to say that she is feeling very, very faint. And she looked like she was about to faint. So nobody, I don't see anybody calling 911, even though the nail tech is saying call 911. So I guess this was lucky. Another woman in the salon happened to be a nurse. And she comes running over now. She was getting her toes done. So she's got her legs wrapped in this, like, you know,
right? And the green foam between her toes.
Yes, right? Exactly. She's running on her heels.
Yep, exactly. She's running on her heels, green foam, feet are wet. She comes running over and she identifies herself as a nurse and she sees what's going on and I'm seeing what's going on. And so she makes the woman sit down on the floor and then lay down on the floor, which I think was smart. But now the woman is laying down on the floor. She's got nothing underneath her head. So now I stop. My nail tech has not missed a beat. He's still poking and filing and polishing and doing all this crap. I make him stop and I grab the towel that my hand is on and I put the towel under this young lady's head. As I do that, her eyes roll back in her head, right? Uh-oh. Now I'm like, all right, we got a nurse. So I yell in English, did anybody actually call 911? Because I don't know. I don't know. So somebody did. The nurse is kind of in charge. And I'm thinking to myself, oh my God, is this a drug overdose? I don't know what is going on. So now we're all kind of hovering over this young woman, waiting for the EMT to come. Her mother's in the nail salon with us. So her mother comes over and she's like, oh, you know, this has happened before. Like, so the mother's not as nervous as everybody else. But while we're waiting for the EMT to get there, we're making sure that she's still breathing and the nurse really had control of things, which was great. I'm just sitting there staring at her like, tell me to do something. What do you want me to do? You want me to start CPR? You want me to start singing Staying Alive? I'll do it. Whatever I got to do. My nail tech taps me. He taps me and he goes, we got to finish. And I look at him and I look at this poor woman on the floor. She is now, whatever has happened to her past, like her color is coming back. She's speaking. She's awake. The EMTs are apparently a minute away. So I look at him and I'm still disgusted because I'm like, do you see this emergency going on right here? I don't know if I'm going to be needed to do something. And he's like, you know, I got a customer after you. Put your hands back on my station. And I was calm. So, okay. So now I do that. The EMTs come. They're taking care of everything. The nurse goes back to her. You know, it turns out she was okay. The young woman was okay. Thank God. The nurse goes back to finish her feet. I hate my color. My color's supposed to be blue. It turns out to be purple. I get all done with the situation. And I say, before I leave, I look at the young girl and I say, I'm so glad you're okay. She's like, thank you. Blah, blah.
He stayed and continued to get her nails done?
No, she was just sitting up. I think she was probably going to get ready to leave, but she was still sitting there. So I say, I'm glad you're okay. Because the EMTs were there with her for quite a while. They were trying to figure out if they were going to take her to the hospital or not. So they were like hanging out. So I walk past her. I walk back to the nurse. And I say to the nurse, I really appreciate, you know, that you kind of jumped in and saved the day. I really appreciate that. And I said, what are you getting done today? And she said, oh, no, you don't have to. I said, I know I don't have to, but I really appreciate you saved a life. She did. I said, you saved a life, and I just want to acknowledge that. So then she's like, well, I'm having tips, and I'm having this, and blah, 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 blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah. Well, now that you asked.
Right. So I go, okay.
And I've also got 3 years left on my mortgage.
Right. My kids are in college. So I walk up to the front desk. And remember, this is my first time in this place. I don't know what anything here is going to cost. And so I say to them, I want to take care of her bill and my bill. Well, wouldn't you know it? Her bill was more than my bill. And I got my toes done, too. I got my toes and my fingers. But whatever she did was $40 more than my toes and my fingers. So, and then I tipped. So my horrible experience at this new nail salon, where I will never go again, ended up costing me over $300 and a case of Agita. That's what happened to me.
Oh, yes, my gosh.
But Spilborg, at the same time, yes, it costs you a couple of dollars more than even your own, I don't know, I don't even know what you call it, treatment, for God's sake. Yeah. But I'm sure you still felt pretty good covering for the nurse.
Yes.
Because we talk about that on this show all the time, you know, is, you know, when you're able to do something for somebody else, you know, a bit of kindness, and it does make you feel good.
It made me feel good in a, I'm sure this nurse will, you know, pay that forward, and she deserved to be recognized. And that was my own little way of doing it. But then,
I knew there was a but.
Yeah, there's always a but.
But then, as I trotted myself out $300 later with an ugly purple color on my fingernails, having survived this traumatic experience where this young woman was having some sort of episode, I promptly called my usual nail salon.
Booked 6 months out.
So I made an appointment for the very next day.
Oh, to get your color.
Yep. And I wasn't good. There was going to be no rest in my behind until everything was back to normal in my world.
You see, and you know why, Jonna, that I only own like 3 or 4 pairs of shorts?
Why?
And I don't go shopping. This is why. Okay.
Because stuff happens.
Yeah, stuff happens, man.
I'm still traumatized.
I'll tell you what. Way to pivot.
Oh.
Dang.
Nicely done there, pesky.
This is what I love.
I'm like, it's too early for us to go.
No, it's actually not. And what I love about it is, you see, you don't realize this, but most times I look so forward to your sagus that I try to lob something. I try to give you a little setup so you can just slide in and do it. Today, no, I wasn't even trying. You just like, boom.
That's it. She took that segue all on her own, man. Nicely done there, Pesky.
It was a Thank surprise you. Segue. It was like a surprise. It was like mm-hmm. a
yeah, right there. You know what she did with that segue? She pivoted into an easier new segue.
It was a double pivot.
There you go.
It's a do.
I think you out pivoted yourself. That's what I did. All right. So with that fabulous segue, we are going to be talking to my old friend, Dr. Robbie Ludwig, also former guest of the show. Also, if her name sounds familiar, not just because she was on our show a few years back, but because she is one of these people who is all over TV. She's on the TV show. She's always doing this kind of stuff. And I love the fact that she has created this new YouTube series called The Pivot. We're going to ask her all about that, why she created it, who it's for, how she's going to get the guests that she's getting. And and one of the guests that I listened to the other day, who was the writer for Sex and the City, I mean, these are interesting people. And so is Dr. Robbie Ludwig. So when we come back, we're going to talk all about The Pivot.
All right. That is what we have on the way. And as John has said, for those of you that may recognize her name, I don't think it's necessarily from her being all over the television and stuff. It is because, like John has said, she's been on our show like 5 years ago. How could anybody possibly forget that? So,
True dad.
Exactly. True dad. Dr. Robbie Ludwig on the way. It's Jonna Spielberg, Carol Pesci, this fella, and we'll be back with more Happy Hour. Stick around.
Sunday mornings with 92.9 WBPM means you'll laugh more and stress less. Now here's more Happy Hour with Jonna and Carol.
And welcome back again, everyone. It's Happy Hour. Jonna Spielberg, Carol Pesci, this guy they allowed to be around. And it's time now to get to our guest for today. And we're going to discuss pivoting with Dr. Robbie Ludwig.
We are. But before we discuss pivoting, I want to remind our listeners who our good friend Dr. Robbie Ludwig is. She is a psychotherapist, and I got a full disclosure, Robbie and I go way back. Like, we have hung in the same sort of media circles for a very long time, but she is a nationally known psychotherapist and an award-winning reporter. She received the 2020 Best of Manhattan Award in the mental health practitioner category by the Manhattan. Hang on, Frankenberry. She received the 2020 Best of Manhattan Award in the mental health practitioner category by the Manhattan Award Program. But more than that, you might recognize Dr. Ludwig as appearing on a whole host of national TV shows, including Nightline, CNN, the Fox News Channel, where she talks about the psychological and lifestyle issues that affect so many of us, as well as they often call upon her to talk about criminal minds, which is very exciting. True crime and all that stuff. Dr. Ludwig can dig right in and explain to you why people do what they do. But now She has developed her own YouTube show called The Pivot, where she is talking to, I think, some pretty famous people about topics that could affect us all, impact us all. It's a really fascinating show. It's brand new. It's called The Pivot. Dr. Robbie Ludwig, welcome to Happy Hour.
Thank you so much for having me. As you know, I'm a big fan of yours, so it's a real pleasure to be here with you today on your show.
Well, thank you for that. And the feeling is mutual, because we did have you on years ago to talk about your last book, which was called Your Best Ages Now, which, and it's amazing that I enjoyed the book so much, because as you know, Dr. Ludwig, I'm still in my 30s. No, but that was,
aren't we all? Aren't we all?
We most certainly are. And I gotta ask you, so you are really prolific. You're all over the place. You're on TV. I love when you do your true crime analysis. I know you did a lot of stuff on Koberger, and as just so happens, he's being sentenced this week. By the time this show comes out, he will have been sentenced. And now you have a show, and I'm dying to know how this show was born. It's called The Pivot. It's on YouTube. It's you and a guest. So can you tell us, how did you come up with The Pivot?
So, it was kind of accidental in many ways. I was speaking to one of my friends, and we worked together on Talking Live. That was a Facebook watch show that I did pre-pandemic. And we had this beautiful studio right in the middle of Times Square. It was really exciting. And then after the pandemic hit, everything shut down, and I transferred the show for a period of time to my home, and I just felt like a one-man band, and then things got busy and I decided to put that show to rest. And I was speaking with this friend, and he said, I'm working with somebody who really is interested in collaborating with you. Why don't you come up with an idea of something you'd like to focus on, and we'll pitch it to him and see how it goes. So I did that. I was like, really fascinated by these pivots in our lives. I mean, we certainly see the cultural pivots that are happening. And as a therapist, I see the personal pivots that people go through, and just this kind of idea of sometimes we choose to pivot and transition. Sometimes those choices are made for us. And just to do a deeper dive with people on their ideas of their own personal pivots. So that's how it started. And then just a bunch of contacts that I had, they all came together, and we have a sponsor who's incredible. The sponsor owns the company Signal Relief, which is a pain patch, that helps people who are in pain without pharmacological interventions. And they've had tremendous success with veterans, and I used it. And so, all good people collaborating together for pro-social reasons. And it felt like a safe space and something I wanted to do.
Well, I want to ask you, and I know this is going to sound like a dumb question, but those are my specialty. because you're so smart, can you just sort of explain, maybe in layman's terms for our audience, like, what do you mean? What is a pivot? What is a pivot? I know that it's like if we change course, but how would you define a pivot?
A pivot is really making a transition into something else. And it's usually something that is life-giving and positive. It can happen in medicine or in science where a certain transition happens. It can happen personally when people go through life and they decide that they're ready for something different and new. But what's also interesting about pivoting is that sometimes those changes are not something that we initiate. Nice. And it could be triggered by a crisis. It could
be a decision somebody made on our behalf. So it really is a journey that either is self-motivated or we're forced to make, which is really parallel to life. And I'm sure you've seen this as well, where people need to pivot. They're kind of marching in place, glorifying a time that was and never really move on. And when you see that, it's kind of painful. You know, you kind of want to shake the person and say, hey, that was then, this is now. And so there's something very impactful about seeing people go through the motions and end up in a place perhaps they never thought they'd be, but couldn't be happier.
Dr. Ludwig, this is Carol. So you're having people on that have made a pivot either because they're forced to or they want to reinvent themselves and they pivot. Mm-hmm. And you're a psychotherapist. What is it that you want to deliver? Are you helping people navigate a potential pivot by doing these interviews, understanding the psychological side of needing to make a change or being forced to make a change? Does that come into it?
Absolutely. All of those ideas come into it. And I think it's really interesting when we see these high profile people who talk about their own pivot and their own story around the pivot. And what I like about it is it's real life. Life is always changing. And to be in life in this energetic way, we have to change along with it. So even if we stay the same, the world around us is changing. So in order to stay relevant, in order to maximize who we are, we have to continue growing, shifting, changing how we view certain aspects of ourselves and our lives, the people around us. In order to stay successful in business, we have to look at the landscape and what's going on and make important choices. So I was really interested in that idea, that we have to continue moving, continue changing in impactful ways. And wouldn't it be great to hear from people who are already doing that in a way that is admirable, in a way that provides hope, in a way that offers guidance?
You know what I love? Yeah, 100%. I love that. The guests so far in your lineup, so they have some level of fame. And
yes,
you never think, like, when you, we sort of admire celebrities, right? I mean, most of us do, especially the celebrities that stay good. I'm not talking about the P. Diddy's, right? I'm talking about, and you never really stop to think about things in their life that may have caused them to pivot. Because my definition of pivot, like a pivot is something that you're forced to do. Maybe let me say it like that. It's almost like you're forced to pivot as opposed to you want to pivot. Like, you don't wake up on Tuesday and go, you know what, today I think I'm going to do a total 180. It's like something is happening that makes you uncomfortable. And you have to look at the landscape and go, okay, you know what, maybe I need to look in a slightly different direction. Let me try this. And if it happens to us, it also happens to people with some level of celebrity, and they navigate it just like the rest of us.
Well, that's true. It's such an interesting point. I think that's why pivoting became such an interesting topic for me, because I think you're right that there is perhaps some level of discomfort, and it can be a discomfort within one psyche. It can be an acknowledgement that the way you might be living your life no longer serves you well. Mm-hmm. Or no longer makes you happy, or you kind of look at the landscape of your life and you say, you know, I'm in a new phase of life. And that means I have to do something different in order to feel connected, in order to feel joy, in order to feel a level of being purposeful. And so, yes, it is interesting. It's like there is a discomfort, but if we use that discomfort in a way where we create and heal ourselves, then that's really what life is all about. I mean, there needs to be a resiliency behind this pivoting.
Oh, absolutely. Right. We don't pivot backwards, for lack of a word, right? We pivot forwards. And I love, like, for example, you, one of your guests on one of your recent shows is Candace Bushnell. Mm-hmm. And I have never met her. Apparently you guys are friends, but I admire her because she was the creator basically of Sex and the City, and such an iconic show. And I was saying, well, I'm listening and I'm saying to myself, what the hell could she need to pivot for? Like, you know,
why I was wondering the same thing.
And it turns out that exactly what you just said, she's like, you know, I'm writing books and I'm doing this. And then pandemic happened. I felt isolated. Now she's doing a one woman show. And I said to myself, dang, that's a great idea. Like, it was inspiring in that way that she's like, I need to do something to feel more fulfilled within me. It wasn't like she had a crisis. She just wanted change. And that was a very inspiring interview.
I find Candace forever inspiring because she looks at the dating landscape throughout the decades through this sociological lens. And she almost bears witness over the decades and describes dating and the changes that happen in the dating world, the pivots that happen within the dating world in such an eloquent way. And of course, Sex and the City also, you know, captured just generations of how do we as women support each other as we're going through different challenges at the same time. It was almost this ideal friendship group, because we know that women don't necessarily always act that way, but she herself, you know, has said, hey, you know, even within my friend groups, this is what I notice, and this is how I've chosen to manage the landscape of dating in my 50s and 60s. And so at this point, she really is looking at continuing to create, continuing to earn money, and to use her skill set in a way that really benefits others. I think she really helps people feel seen and heard.
And it really is like you, I love listening to the show because you're not sure what is going to resonate with you and inspire you. And there's been something so far in every episode. So you had Rob Shooter, and he's an interesting guy because I recognize his face and I recognize his voice, but I said to myself, you know, but I don't really know who he is. And I didn't realize that he is sort of like a former publicist and a columnist, et cetera. And then he said something that inspired me because he was talking about Substack and getting Substack. So it could just be these little moments of listening to other people's pivots that might inspire listeners to also pivot. And I think that's great. How are you picking your guests, Dr. Lovely?
Well, you know, I'm very fortunate. This series, I have a team. I have the most glorious team. So in addition to Signal Relief sponsoring us and really giving us a lot of creative control, you know, they're just kind of like, do your thing. I have a booking producer who helps kind of think through what guests would be a good fit for the show. So we collaborate together. We have this podcast studio that sponsored us at Mark's Realty 10 Grand Central. That is this stunning place. And we also interview the CEO in one of our upcoming interviews where he talks about his own vision for creating buildings that are beautiful, where people want to show up at work and even want to have weddings at work. So he's really fascinating coming up. And just people I know. So it was this collaborative effort. And that's how I found a lot of my guests. Some, you know, I knew and they really wanted to be a part of this new series, and others, you know, were found for me. So all people who have done admirable things. And I just want to say one other piece too, is that what was my point? My senior moment. I think, yes, when I, you know, since I come from a psychological background and I'm doing all of this research, you know, one of the beauties in working in TV, and Johnny, you know this as well, is you take these complex concepts And you make them really easy and fun to listen to. At least that's always my goal when I'm on television, is that it should be fun and entertaining. And there should be that takeaway that you can use, own, and talk about at a cocktail party. And so the beauty in all of these guests is that they really describe some of their own experiences in ways that are fun to learn from and also use and take away from oneself.
And that is exactly it. And that's why I believe the show, I think you're really onto something. And the show is extremely entertaining and informative and surprising. Like I said, you can listen to somebody. I didn't really know Rob Shooter's story. And then I listened to the episode and I got something out of it. And so I know we're going to wrap up here with Dr. Robbie Ludwig, who is the creator of the new YouTube series, The Pivot. But before we go, I just have to say this. When you watch the show in the beginning, in your trailer, and I think in a couple of episodes, you have this beautiful, beautiful, different flower brooch on your shoulder. Now, I got to ask you, number one, does it squirt water? I'm kidding. Number two, I love it. I think Carrie Bradshaw might have had a couple of flower brooches. Like, what is that something? Is it an heirloom? Is it your thing? Is it your signature? Where are you getting the flower brooches from?
Oh, gosh. You know, that flower actually came with the jacket. It was sewed on, and I was like, that looks super cool. And I think flowers have been in and colorful. So I've just been playing around with, you know, accessories. And I think anyone that knows me knows I'm into like big jewelry, and I love fashion and using that as a statement. And so I'll send links to you if you're interested in buying, but they're really sold everywhere, and you can even get them on Amazon, and they're just a fun little accent.
Well, I'm gonna probably copycat you, so you've been warned. Thank you.
Although hers will squirt water.
Mine's gonna squirt water or tequila.
Even better. Brilliant.
Dr. Robbie, thank you so much. Again, I'm loving The Pivot. I love your creation. I know it's going to be amazingly successful, as are you. And it was great to talk to you today.
Thanks so much. Thank you.
Yes, thank you very much, Dr. Ludwig, for joining us today. And we are not done with Happy Hour yet. And as I've said before in the past, we've got more to come. And that's a warning. Segment number three is on the way. Jonas Spilbor, Carol Pesci, excuse me, and this fella. And we'll be right back.
Sunday mornings with 92.9 WBPM means you'll laugh more and stress less. Now here's more Happy Hour with Jonna and Carol.
And welcome back one more time. It's Happy Hour. Jonna Spilbor, Carol Pesci, and hello, ladies.
Hello.
Frankenberry.
Well, Dr. Ludwig was very cool. Very cool idea for her show as well.
It talking, is.
Talking to people who, you know, who are some of them famous folks who still find the need to pivot. To do something different.
She's so smart, really. And she's like one of these people who are just so soothing, right? Like you could probably come to her when, I don't know, a building falls on your head and be like, oh my God, it's really on your head. And she'd be like, now hang on a second. Let's talk about, like, she's just got one of those soothing mannerisms about her, but she really does know the human mind, which is why it's amazing that she's offering this series, because you're probably going to get some free therapy out of it.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah. So no, that's and it really is good. And I love it. The other thing, and Carol, we should, you know, make a note. The episodes are about 20 minutes long, right? Because I think there's something to that. I think people don't tune in to 3-hour long shows, right? We have attention spans.
Oh, yeah.
We like to get bite-sized information or bite-sized entertainment and move on. And I think she's dialed in that as well. So tune in to The Pivot, guys, if anybody's listening out there.
There you go. Oh, we need to send a happy birthday shout-out. Today is our good friend Jeannie Kelly's birthday.
Oh, is it now? Happy birthday, Jeannie Kelly.
Yeah, send her a happy birthday.
Now, we'll celebrate with her at some point in the not-too-distant future. Because Jeannie, we love her. She's like a sister. And Jeannie likes to celebrate.
By the way, whenever that date is, please make sure you tell me. what day it is that you're celebrating so I know to be prepared to bail you out?
Well, when she says Jeannie likes to celebrate, she doesn't mean like she just drinks too much, although she enjoys champagne and cocktails with us. She just, I admire many things about her, but like the little things, like Groundhog Day, she gets a special little groundhog cake, like little days like that, that we just let pass by, she celebrates. And I just love that about her.
It's, you know what she does? She celebrates small moments.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's a beautiful thing to do.
I do too.
She's mastered it. So happy birthday, Jeannie Kelly. We love you. And we'll be celebrating a big moment with you.
Speaking of celebrating, I have a little bit of an announcement, a shout out to give of my own. We've mentioned before on the show that in addition to being an author myself, I have Little Pink Press, where I publish books for women authors. And I've done, we've had some of my clients on the show who've written self-help books. I've done a memoir. I've done many, many children's books with people. And I wanted to give a shout out to my most recent client, Kristen Johnston, who wrote a children's book called One Brave Arm. It's available on Amazon. And the backstory is, so the story in this children's book is about a little girl who is missing her right arm, but she goes through and time after time keeps showing the reader how I'm just like you. I can swim too. And this is another reason that makes me just like you. So it's a very good message for young people to learn to embrace the differences in others they see, that rather than judging them, seeing that they're more like you than you think. And the backstory is Kristen actually lost her right arm as a young adult. Right when she became a new mother and got very ill, and they had to, I don't know the exact details, but they had to amputate part of her arm. And she's just, speaking of pivoting, like an inspiring person to become a mother and then decide she wants to create this little story to bring good from something difficult she's gone through and goes through every day. So shout out to Kristen Johnston and her new book under Little Pink Press called One Brave Arm.
I love that. I love when you take
that
something.
That is fantastic.
And you turn it into something beautiful and share it with the world. So good for her and good for you. That's awesome.
Yes, indeed. Indeed. Very inspiring. Very inspiring. So, well, I guess we can call that a show for Jonas Pillbor, for Carol Pesci, and also for Dr. Robbie Ludwig. Thank you for joining us again here and talking about your brand new show there. And we'll have more happy hour for you here. Same time, same place. That's all I got. We'll talk to you next week. All right. Be good and enjoy the summer. We're still only halfway through it.
You've been listening to Happy Hour with Jonas Pillbor and Carol Pesci. If you missed last weekend's show or want to hear it again, visit the Happy Hour page at 929WBPM.com. There's more life advice, real conversation, and another awesome interview next Sunday morning at 8 a.m. Live better, stress less, and laugh more with Happy Hour on 92.9 WBPM. Yeah.